scoot out to Northwest. We say good morning to Jeff Bontrager. Super. So you wanted to be superintendent, eh?
I'm just very thankful I have many years under my belt at this point. It'd be a tough road to be a first-year person, you know?
Yeah, well, it's tough no matter what year. You're going to have decisions to make and almost on an hourly basis, aren't you, Jeff? All kinds.
That is for sure, Greg. And it's the challenging thing about this is that there's just so much unknown. We have no idea, obviously, when things will be loosened up or to the degree, you know, we don't know if we're going back in the fall somewhat normal or if it's going to be a hybrid type scenario or like a full online scenario. And all those look different as far as staffing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we really don't have an idea. I know they have the budget review here on state budget review on Friday tomorrow. But again, that shows the deficit in the from the state level. But again, that does not tell us what our allocation will be. Obviously, less. You know, there's a big difference between losing $200 or $300 per pupil versus losing $1,000 per pupil. You know, I mentioned this earlier, but you know, if we end up losing $800 a pupil, that's over $3 million to Northwest as an example. So yeah, and the other unknown is they talk about federal stimulus money getting down to the states and then allocations possibly for education to help fill the gap. So we don't know about that as well. So
hard to count on that too, isn't it?
Yeah, you really, for the preliminary budget at the end of June, unless they come out with something, you really can't count on it at that point. But you know what we're trying to do is we have a wonderful staff, we're just trying to keep the ship floating as long as we can, as somewhat normal, until we get some definitive numbers so we can look at it from there, because there's obviously going to have to be some very creative thinking and how we can get into that year. But again, it's like having plan A, plan B, plan C. And so that's the challenging part of it. And, you know, from my perspective, we want to make sure we have, I just value our employees so much and they've done a wonderful job. And I really want to make sure that we do everything we can to keep us whole and hopefully remain that way, whether it's, you know, there's all kinds of options, and it probably is going to be a combination of for us to weather the storm. So
you'll have to be a magician to do that, won't you? Probably.
It's going to be one of those scenarios where, you know, we're all going to have to, you know, to keep us whole. You know, it's one of those deals where we're all going to have to look at some concessions, you know, and possibly pay, or, you know, we're running real lean, obviously, right now, and going to run, regardless of how we come back, leaner next year. It's hard not to just dwell on it. From my perspective as superintendent, it's hard not to dwell on that in 24/7, to be quite honest with you.
It will be, I guess, a slow return back to normal. don't you figure?
I do. You know, I think a big piece of this, however, hinges on when we can get the businesses going. A big piece of this really hinges on the federal government as far as what they are willing to do for all the states regarding stimulus money to kickstart, the economy nationally, but also obviously for us within our state of Michigan. And I think that's going to be the biggest key, and obviously, being in the lockdown stage that we're in right now, we're just, as a state, we're not generating any revenue through sales or sales tax and so on. So it's, as you well know, it's a guessing game for everyone, from A to Z.
So, you're going through, Jeff, what different scenarios, that you're looking at for September?
As far as education delivery?
Yeah, as far as even getting back to the classroom.
Well, as far as the educational delivery, hopefully we can come back 5 days a week face-to-face. But there's, if not, there's some scenarios of some hybrid situations in which if we had to have social distancing at that point, we obviously couldn't have as many kids in the classroom, so that would be the possibility of kids coming on staggered basis. Kids come, one group comes on Monday and Wednesday, one group comes on Tuesday and Thursday, and then online. Other than that, that's a scenario. Obviously, if it's to the point we're at, like right now. As far as in the stay-home phase, we would have to have an online learning platform like we do right now, enhanced. But again, that's challenging because not all of our kids or teachers have internet access. I've been very surprised, I guess, by how many dead areas there are. Even in Jackson County, where it's not even a financial scenario. It's for our residents, but they flat out have no service where they're at. So that's what has made it challenging, and will make it challenging moving forward if we had to go in that direction, and so. In talking about that, then the look of it would be, that would be a different look in each scenario as far as regarding staffing as well. So, it's day by day, I just have, as we all are in the same scenario, but just I've never been in a scenario where you really... whatever decision you're making is based upon what you know for that day.
Yeah.
As you well know, we were just talking about it'd be nice someday when you can actually have guests in the studio again.
Right.
When that day is, who knows? But
yeah, thanks. Change in a blank. Do you see any testing being involved, Jeff, with getting back into the buildings, checking temperature, something like that?
Yeah, definitely. We've already been working on protocols, and I if we would come back, I would see. Again, this is only speculation, but. Many thermometers, the forehead thermometers in buildings, our cleaning practices have just completely flipped upside down in a positive realm. I mean, it's just constant disinfecting and cleaning and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have to obviously continue into the fall. And then and then the other piece of that is that from federal and state side of things, just to have at that point a protocol for schools of how do you go about that. You know, for example, for us, you know, we have about 1,000 kids in our high school. You know, how does that look to get kids into the classrooms ready to go if you're taking everybody's temperature? I mean, time wise and so on. So there's, you know, how does that look on buses? You know, I saw on the news that how crowded some of the airplanes were, you know, shoulder to shoulder. And, you know, there are just a lot of scenarios that we've never had to think about, that it lends to it being almost impossible to keep that social distancing piece. But again, this is speculation in May, and as you well know, every day, you know, there's a new scenario, and so things could change drastically by that September time, and hopefully it does. Obviously, in a positive direction for all of us.
Yeah, even that cleaning, disinfecting piece, that's another financial challenge for the district also.
It is. It's very labor intensive. You know, you need to have all the rooms clean and swept and so on in a normal capacity, but laying that, you know, another layer of disinfecting everything on a daily basis, you're absolutely right. It just lays a complete another layer on it, because, you know, we would disinfect and clean and so on, but that was staggered, you know, before the pandemic. But it was staggered on a rotating basis per week, where obviously it's much different when you're doing this on a daily basis. So, yes, it definitely is very labor intensive.
Huge, huge task there.
It sure is. Sure is, Greg.
You must be a subscriber to Jackson Magazine.
we sure are. I was prior, but if I wouldn't have been, I certainly would now. I'm very proud. I have to say that, you know, this has been a great teacher appreciation month from the standpoint of we have some wonderful representatives out there with our seven out of the 10 top 10 teachers in Jackson Magazine from Northwest, and also you know, our with Marnie Hayde being the Teacher of the Year with Jackson Magazine. Then we have Sarah Soper that was awarded the Region 8 Michigan Department of Education Teacher of the Year from our high school. And so you know, all these folks, every one of them are top notch, but they also represent our just top-notch overall teaching staff, our overall staff and our administrators and so on. So they, I'm very proud of our teachers, and what a great representation of the great and fine programs we have and the neat things that are happening at Northwest.
Yeah, congratulations. That's that was quite a feat.
Yeah, I feel like a proud papa. I don't know. I'm very proud of him.
When you mentioned the lawmakers and other educational leaders putting their heads together this week, but it's they don't even know.
They don't.
What's what the financial status is going to be? Again, it's really day to day, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, obviously to build a budget, you really need some concrete numbers. And like you said, you know, this budget review is only as good as it is, you know, today. There'd be a big difference in the revenue stream, as we well know. You know, if we're coming out of the lockdown and at the end of May, or is it end of June or end of July, which obviously completely changes the picture as far as businesses and generating revenue. So, it's a huge, from their standpoint, looking at the loss that in the state that we have so far, and then, you know, it's truly speculation and guessing what the picture will look like moving forward. And so from our perspective, you know, the sooner there can be at least a little bit of a narrower scenario as far as what the cut would be. You know, many people just think, oh, the revenue is, you know, has a, you know, $2 billion loss in Michigan, so schools are going to get X. Well, it doesn't, you know, that's not how it works, as you well know. So then they need to go into their hearings at the Capitol and review that and look at where what a number would look like. But again, that doesn't take into any consideration any type of trickle down federal stimulus money.
Right. Hey, we're both pretty big sports fans. Has anybody talked about athletics, and is that going to be problematic in the fall, Jeff?
Well, up to this point, unless something happened last night, there we just had no answer, really.
Uh-huh.
But of course, we would absolutely love to, you know, even if we had to look at a certain social distancing, you know, I'm thinking football, social distancing for our fan base and so on. But I certainly hope the kids can get back to some normalcy. This is just it's just such an odd time. You know, I see that the universities are starting to at least announce what their plans are. I know, you know, my girls going to Lake State, they're starting August 10th. And,
right.
What that looks like for collegiate sports too, you know, it's only a speculation. So, I sure hope we can get back to high school sports. So, wow.
Yeah. It's, like you said, tough time and day to day.
It certainly is. It certainly is.
Jeff Bontrager with us from Northwest School District. And Jeff, we'll be in touch. We appreciate the visit, as always.
Well, I appreciate you, Greg, and appreciate all that you do for our Jacks community. And it's always a pleasure. Go Mounties!